Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll take a drive, board a musical train, and celebrate California's statehood, National Grandparents' Day, and the birthday of Sam Lannon. My oldest granddaughter, Miranda, recently passed a number of milestones, reaching her 18th birthday, getting her driver's license, starting college, and just a couple of weeks ago, getting her very own first car. I'll refrain from making the usual stay-off-the-road jokes, because she's a very mature and responsible young woman, and like Ray Babbitt, she really is an excellent driver, and you have nothing whatsoever to worry about with her on the road. So here for Miranda is a set of rapidly rotating records about driving, beginning with Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies.
Nowadays, I just got a funny one that keeps me in a daze. Some folks like the opera and then others like the blues, but I like something different, and here's the one I choose. I'm wild about horns on automobiles that go ta-ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta. I don't know what there is about one, but you can't get a girl without one. I ain't had a girlfriend for many a night. Since I got that bugle, I'm doing all right. I'm wild about horns on automobiles that go da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But I'd like a horn on my automobile that goes the horn I need must get the ladies, must sound just like the sugar babies. An old-fashioned siren, it don't mean a thing. Oh, I wish that I had a horn that could sing. Oh, I want a horn on my automobile that goes da da di di bi di 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 di.
Thank you. Jimtown, Tennessee, Deacon Amos Lowdown Lee shouts religion to a trifling flock. All week long he stays away, but on Sunday that's his day. You should see that church begin to rock. Sinners hit the trail when he starts in to wail. Stay on the right side, sister. Stay on the right side, sister. Stay on the right side of the road. Look out for old man Satan. He's on the wrong side waiting. Keep on the bright side of the road. Once you let the devil take your hand, you'll never get to Hallelujah Land. I see a great day dawning. You'd better heed my warning. Stay on the right side of the road. Stay on the right side, sister. Do not delay. Line up with the righteous. Yeah.
Believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do to you? Thank you.
Lloyd Keating and his music, a pseudonym on the Harmony label for Ben Selvin, and Walter Donaldson's You're Driving Me Crazy. The vocalist on that December 18, 1930 recording was Jack Miller. That was preceded by Bing Crosby with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra on a Conqueror 78, waxed March 14, 1933 with Some Good Advice, Stay on the Right Side of the Road. Stay on the Right Side of the Road was written by Rube Bloom and Ted Kohler. Before Bing, it was Sam Morgan's jazz band and Steppin' on the Gas from April 14, 1927. Trumpeter and bandleader Sam Morgan was born in 1895. His band was called the Young Morgan Band by fans at the time and was a very popular territory band, touring the Gulf Coast from Galveston, Texas to Pensacola, Florida. Steppin' on the Gas was written by Sam's brother Isaiah, who also played trumpet. Brother Andrew was also a sideman playing tenor sax. We started off that driving set with a fun little novelty record by Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies. Arthur Fields was the vocalist on I'm Wild About Horns on Automobiles from an OK 78, waxed November 12, 1928. Enjoy your new car, Miranda. Happy motoring. Many of you know that I'm a train buff, and for this segment, for no particular reason other than I just happened upon the first record in this set while starting to put the show together, we're all going to board a musical train. And our first destination? Happiness. All aboard!
Thank you. scattered on the floor. Why, it's the end of a perfect day. And our little baby, she can't stay up anymore. No, sir. Oh, too tired to play. And mother is right there by her little side. And she's saying to her little joy and her pride, listen, honey, all aboard for dreamland. Come on to dreamland, baby. Kiss mama, kiss papa. Good night, good night. Your dreamboat's a pillow, honey. It's anchored right there. And you'll pay your fare by just saying your little prayer. And soon you'll be sailing to Rockabye Bay on the sea, or a sea of snowy white. All aboard for dreamland, baby. Come on, kiss mama, good night.
Thank you.
End of the line. That was the Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, and All Aboard for Heaven from a Columbia 78 that suffered a little bit of blasting, but after all, it is 87 years old, having been recorded July 15, 1925. All Aboard for Heaven was written by Joseph W. Meyer. Before that, it was Ted Lewis and his band with All Aboard for Dreamland, Baby, written by Abel Baer and Joe Young. That recording is from February 1, 1933. We began with the Rhythmic Eight, the small recording group from 1927 to 32 featuring British and American musicians, directed by Bert Furman, and later by his brother John. It was driving me crazy because I had the title in my database as All Aboard for Happiness and was coming up with no discographical information. That's because the actual title is All Change for Happiness. Fortunately, the song still fits our All Aboard theme since it had that locomotive whistle beginning and ending. That Xenophone 78 was recorded in London on August 23, 1931. All Change for Happiness was composed by Nat Johns and Jack Barker, who also brought us Tenderly and Headin' for Home Sweet Home. That was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Jack's brother, Tom Barker. Today, September 9th, is Admission Day, marking the admission to the Union in 1850 of the 31st of the United States of America, California. Last week I just happened to play I Love You, California, and although I didn't mention it, I hope you caught the reference in the song to Catalina. I also pointed out that purple needlegrass is California's official state grass, and last year for California's Admission Day you found out that Sacramento was not the state's first capital. This year, to celebrate California's statehood, we've got three new sides about California, starting off with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies.
Golden Gate, I'm coming to you. Golden Gate, sing hallelujah. I live in the sun, love in the moon, where every month is June. A little sun-kissed blonde is smiling my way just beyond that Lincoln Highway. Going strong now, it won't be long now. Open up that golden gate.
Hello, Frisco. Hello, can't you hear me? Lord, can't you hear me? Hello, Frisco. Hello. Don't keep me waiting, it's aggravating. Why can't you hurry, Central, you're so slow. Hello, now you can hear bump, thump, thump, bump. You know that I love you, dear. Oh, you darling, your voice is like music to my ear. When I close my eyes, you seem so near. Hello, Frisco, hello.
Summer breezes are playing, where
the honeybees are a-maying. There, all the roses are swaying, dancing while the meadow brook flows. The moon, when shining, is more than ever designing. For 'tis ever that I am pining, pining to be sweetly reclining somewhere in Roseland beside a beautiful rose. Just a little bit bluebird,
heart just a little bit truer. I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me.
Open up that golden gate,
California. Here we are.
Last week you heard I Love You California sung by Charles T. Bellotti. Just now you heard the flip side of that record, the same song but an instrumental version played by Ben Black and his orchestra and recorded a day earlier on August 25, 1925. Before that you heard both sides of California Medley, parts 1 and 2 from Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. After the intro of California Here I Come you heard Sid Gary vocalizing on Golden Gate. Hello Frisco Hello with the Boswell Sisters was followed by Chinatown My Chinatown, and then it was Art Jarrett with Rose Room. Part 1 finished up with Fight On. Part 2 started with Hail Stanford Hail, which was written by A.W. Smith and Leland Stanford Jr. Next was Avalon with the Boswell Sisters, Avalon Town, Whispering, I Cried For You with a vocal by Chick Bullock, and Sid Gary and the Boswells wrapped things up with a reprise of California Here I Come. The two parts required two sessions, the first March 10, 1932, with part two recorded March 26th. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. I went to the grocery store yesterday and saw a sign pointing out that today, September 9th, is National Grandparents' Day. Jokes about Hallmark inventing the holiday in order to sell greeting cards aside, the founder of National Grandparents' Day was Marion McQuaid of Oak Hill, West Virginia, and has been celebrated in the U.S. since 1978. In the U.S., it's the first Sunday after Labor Day, but it's also recognized as a holiday on differing days of the year in a number of other countries, including Estonia, Poland, and Singapore. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records to honor all the grandparents out there. And great-grandparents, for that matter.
Thank you. wonder where I was born. Bring it on home to your grandma. They fed us folks on hot popcorn. Bring it on home to your grandma. Oh, sweet mama. Bring it on home to your grandma. Oh, sweet mama. Bring it on home to your grandma. Great big mama sitting on a log, bring it on home to your grandma. Hand on the trigger, eye on the hog, bring it on home to your grandma. Oh, sweet mama, bring it on home to your grandma. Oh, sweet mama, bring it on home to your grandma. To the house, cut off his head, bring it on home to your grandma. Oh, sweet mama, bring it on home to your grandma. Oh, sweet mama, bring it on home to your grandma.
Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra with a vocal by Eddie Pollock, reed man in the band, with Bring It On Home to Grandma. That Vocalion recording is from July 29, 1930. Bring It On Home to Grandma was written by Richard M. Jones, who recorded it, and it was also recorded by the Mississippi Mud Mashers. Other than Grandpa's Spells and Grandfather's Clock, there aren't a whole lot of Grandpa songs. Papa is sometimes used as a pronoun for grandfather, and my granddaughters call me Papa, so before Bring It On Home to Grandma, we heard Parker's Western Melody Boys with Wild Papa, because since I'm nothing if not wild, that describes me perfectly. Right. Saxophonist Don Parker led a number of bands in the U.S. and England between 1922 and 26, and recorded a considerable number of sides, most of a dance band nature, but Wild Papa, recorded by Pathé around June 21, 1923, is listed in Rust's Jazz Records. I don't think it has anything to do with the song, but there is a 1925 film called Wild Papa, in which Oliver Hardy makes his first appearance in a Hal Roach two-reel comedy. It's the last of 23 films in the Spat family series. We begin that grandparent set with Johnny Dodd's Chicago Footwarmers and Grandma's Ball, written by Jimmy Blythe, who played piano in the quartet. That recording, which also included Warren Baby Dodds on washboard and Natty Dominique on cornet, was made on December 3, 1927. Johnny Dodd's name is incorrectly punctuated on the label as Dodd apostrophe S instead of Dodd's apostrophe or Dodd's apostrophe S. Punctuation matters. Last week, September 4th, marked the birth in 1891 of bandleader and band contractor Sam Lannon. As a child, he studied violin and clarinet, and after serving as a musician in World War I, in 1918 he led a dance band at New York City's Roseland Ballroom. Sam's three younger brothers, Jimmy, Howard, and Lester, also became dance band directors. He began recording for Columbia in 1920, and few dance band directors made as many records as Sam Lannon. Or under as many pseudonyms, for that matter, such as the Arkansas Travelers, Broadway Bellhops, OK Melodians, New York Syncopators, the Gotham Troubadours, the Melody Sheiks, Phil Hughes, Frank Auburn, Lloyd Keating, Jerry Fenwick, and Wally Edwards. In addition to recording, he was active on radio, with his Roseland Orchestra playing on WHN in 1923, and the Ipana Troubadours first heard on WEAF on April 8, 1925. Lannon continued to work in radio until 1937, when he retired. He died on May 5, 1977. Here's Sam Lannon.
Butterfly. Swanee River Trail. Someday you will find me on the Swanee River Trail. Southland, please keep her for me. Let your palms like your arms gently hold and enfold her. Stars shine above her on the Swanee River Trail. Tell her that my love will never fail. Sunshine, please kiss her. Oh, how I miss her. Swing on the Swanee River Trail.
There you had three pretty divergent recordings from Sam Lannon. We began with dance band treatments of some Chopin themes in Chopinata, recorded September 26, 1927. That was followed by Irving Kaufman singing Blue Butterfly on November 26, 1929. That same month, Frances Baby Gum, later better known as Judy Garland, sang Blue Butterfly in the Vitaphone musical short film A Holiday in Storyland. She appeared in the film along with sisters Mary Jane and Virginia as the three Gum sisters, who were part of an ensemble known as the Vitaphone Kiddies. Blue Butterfly was written by Johnny Tucker and Joe Shuster. We finished up February 25, 1927, with Swanee River Trail, written by Al Jolson and Irving Caesar. The vocalist there was not Irving Kaufman, Arthur Fields, or Scrappy Lambert, who sang on so many Lannon records, but someone named Ross Doolittle with one O. There were four issued sides from that session on February 25th, all with vocals by Ross Doolittle, but I can't find his name anywhere else. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.